Many people struggle with anxiety while driving. In fact, it's one of the most common types of anxiety that leads people to seek help. Driving anxiety can be overwhelming and extremely life-limiting. Whenever you get in a car, your heart beats fast. You feel out of control and images of worst-case scenarios race through your mind. Getting in an accident, having a panic attack on the highway, needing to get out but being stuck in traffic or at a red light. Your anxiety leaves you in such a state you sometimes wonder if it's even safe for you to drive. Actually, it's possible you haven't driven at all in a long time because of how bad your anxiety has become. The purpose of this 7-day challenge is to get you back on the road. I want to show you that it's possible to overcome your fears. Over the next 7 days, I will teach you the DARE response for driving anxiety and show you how to use it to start driving again and maybe even help you get back a sense of pleasure in driving. That special sense of adventure, of driving on the open road, can be yours again. Anxiety does not have to steal that from you. The DARE response includes 4 steps. Diffuse, allow, run towards, and engage. DARE. When you respond to anxiety using these steps, it will help you to reduce nervous energy, rewire your brain, and drive the places you want to go. What I'm going to teach you is probably different than anything you've tried before. These steps will help you to learn to get comfortable with anxious discomfort and allow you to live your life again. Because that's what it's all about, right? Living your life. There's a reason you're taking steps to overcome your anxiety. There is a why behind your efforts. Right now, driving is either extremely difficult or you're unable to drive at all. And this is keeping you from something important in life. It's hard to live in present-day society without being able to drive. Depending on where you live, it can be difficult to do much of anything without getting in a car. Take a moment and think about why you are doing this. Why are you seeking help? Maybe you aren't able to drive your kids to school and other places they need to be. Maybe you find yourself secluded at home, unable to connect with people because of your fears. Perhaps you desire to explore the world and find adventure outside of your neighborhood. Or maybe you just want to drive to the store or on the highway without having a panic attack. Identifying your reason is important because it will help motivate you forward. When the process becomes difficult and all you want to do is quit, let your why push you forward. Let your why give you a reason to keep going when you face disappointment or setbacks. Over the next 7 days, I will teach you how to apply DARE to various situations, such as driving through your neighborhood, driving on the highway, and getting stuck in traffic. Each day of the challenge, I will ask you to complete an exercise or task that will help you practice what you've learned. These exercises are an essential part of this challenge, and I encourage you to keep up with them. Your very first exercise for today is to write down your reason for seeking help. Remind yourself why you are doing this. Think long and hard about what is motivating you. Encourage yourself to keep going until you reach your goal. Because you will reach it one day. You can beat this. It doesn't feel like it now, but I promise you it's possible. Not being able to drive is holding you back from so much. It will take work and effort, but it is possible to get your life back. It is possible to drive again and not let your anxiety stop you from going where you want to go. Are you ready to get started? Great. Each day this week, I will give you one more tool that will help you in your recovery. By the end of the week, you'll be ready to put all these tools into practice so you can overcome your driving anxiety for good.